This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. In the show today, Rusty Halvorsen gets us caught up on the week's top news.
The International Crop Expo wrapped up this past week at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. We visited on the trade show floor with several vendors to get the latest and greatest in agricultural technology.
Okay, I'm Kayla Bowler, V like Victor. I'm with Peterson Farm Seed, and I've got the northeast side and the northeast side of North Dakota, northwest side of Minnesota.
Okay, we're visiting here at the International Crop Expo in Grand Forks, and a good crowd on hand, optimism as people look to the spring ahead, and you're sharing some of your information about what your company has to offer, some of the traits. What are some of the common questions you're getting?
Just kind of availability in our trait selections. You know, Peterson, we're independent. We've got every different traits that are fit everybody's different farms. We've got a great Xtend varieties, straight Liberty Link, and some are Enlist, and then also the GT LL27. So we're pretty excited. We've got a great group of varieties to come at growers with, and an awesome set of dealers that will kind of work with you to place those products perfectly that is fits the best soils for your region.
And your company prides itself on knowing the region, knowing what to grow on each field. That's something you guys take very seriously.
Very seriously. We have a huge research team that has been doing replicated plots all around our region, and we're focused here. We're staying here. We're not looking to grow into the I states or anything like that. This is home, and this is we want to improve the yields on the growers' farms right here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time here at the International Crop Expo. I hope you have a good time, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet.
Dan Lindgren. I'm an FSR with Bayer Crop Protection.
We're visiting at the International Crop Expo, Dan, and lots of growers coming through the past couple of days. Lots of growers had a challenging fall, looking at perhaps a challenging spring. What are some of the common concerns that you're visiting about?
Well, so as people are talking about what to do coming out of last fall and going into next spring, I think a lot of folks are pretty focused on getting some fields cleaned up with from harvest and things along those lines. And everybody's pretty optimistic. Everybody's planning for it to happen the way it might normally happen, and so I like the way that folks are approaching it, and then if it doesn't quite go the way we want, we'll adjust for it at that time.
Now, for those acres that maybe did not get planted last year, could be in tough shape coming up this spring, what are some of your recommendations?
Well, so I think a lot of folks are looking at it for the crop that's still out as they're coming into that in the spring, you're trying to get it harvested in March and get it off of there. And I think when you start to look at things like weed control and stuff like that, getting into cultivate or work some ground is going to be probably a real challenge. So things like pre-seed burn off and using things, products like that ahead of getting planted, I think are going to be pretty important.
And of course, Bayer has some products that can help out in that regard.
Yeah, so we've long had great success with Power Max as a pre-seed burn off and so that's a real good option for guys that are trying to get that weed controlled into some soil that may be a little bit not quite fit to work yet.
Okay, well, let's hope for a nice, easy spring if we can. If a grower needs a little bit of help, who should they reach out to?
Well, they can talk to any of their local cereal experts, or they can look us up on cerealexperts.com.
Okay, thank you for your time here at the International Crop Expo, Dan. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, Rusty.
Marcia Van Leer, Gowan Chemical, Northern Plains Sales Representative.
We're here at the International Crop Expo in Grand Forks at the Alaris Center, and it's been a good show. Lots of conversations you've been having with producers about some of your products?
Yes, we've had a lot of conversations around Sonalan, Eptam, some dry bean chemistry. Had some conversations around Badge fungicide for sugar beets.
Okay.
It's been a pretty good show. Guys are interested finally.
Yeah, and we do have interest building as we approach this 2020 growing season. What are some of the common concerns or things that are on growers' minds as we approach this brand new season after a challenging year for some guys last year?
Some of the stuff that's on their minds this year goes with resistance, weed resistance. Some of the chemistry that we carry is a little bit older chemistry that they're being used again. It's a foundation. It's all about weed foundation, weed control foundation. Had a lot of questions this year around Fargo herbicide. which is oldie, but it's coming back because of wild oat resistance.
Yep.
That's been a lot of the questions this year is, you know, can we use it? How do we use it? Educating these guys again on how to use some of this older chemistry.
When resistance has come into the conversation, it's the trend over the past year is kind of what's old is now new again.
Yes, that's what I've been saying since 2016.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, we deal a lot with some older chemistry that the grandfathers of the farms know what it is, and now the grandsons or granddaughters are, okay, what is this? What do I have to do? How do I use it? So it's kind of teaching, using an old dog to teach some new tricks, so to speak.
I like it. I like it. For some of these new dogs out there that need some more information or have questions, if they haven't been able to attend the show, is there someone they can talk to, somewhere to go online for resources?
So they can go to www.gowanco.com, and that has all of our labels. Otherwise, on that website, we'll also give them my contact information, and they're more than welcome to contact me with any questions or concerns.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time here at the International Crop Expo. We appreciate it, Marsha. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet.
I'm Sam Lockhart. I'm with FMC Corporation, and I'm a retail market manager.
Okay. We're here at the International Crop Expo at the Alaris in Grand Forks, and you've got a prime location right here. Lots of traffic coming by. What have been some of the conversations with the growers that you've been having the last couple of days?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of growers have stopped by and asked about weeds and diseases. And, of course, FMC is a chemical company, so we have a lot of offerings there to solve those issues. But a lot of questions on resistant weeds, whether it be water hemp, whether it be kochia, even the new Palmer amaranth that's moving in this area. A lot of questions on that and how do we control these things.
What were some of the answers that you were offering to the growers?
Yeah, so we have a big lineup of authority products that are used pre-emerge in soybeans to control these resistant weeds. A lot of growers are asking, how do I get a handle on these weeds? And of course my answer is, do not let them come out of the ground. We need some residual control out there, and do not let them come out of the ground because they're very, very difficult to control in a post-emergent situation.
With some of the difficulties we had last fall, getting the crop out of the field, getting some of our tillage done on time, there's going to be a crunch time this spring, and guys are going to have to really get after it this year.
Absolutely, and there's a ton of acres that didn't get planted last year. Those fields are extremely weedy. The weeds got away from some of these guys and went to seed, so that's going to have a huge weed bank out there. There's going to be a lot of weeds popping up, so a guy's got to be looking at something to control these weeds.
Yeah. For the growers that haven't been able to stop by at the show and gather information, is there somebody they should talk to on a local basis or maybe check out online?
Yeah, FMCcrop.com has all our labels, information, sales information. Any of our FMC Star retailers out there have all our products and all the information. They know how to get a hold of me or any FMC representatives in the area if they need more information.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time here at the International Crop Expo. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet.
My name is Nate Guillen. I'm with Butler Machinery. I do ag sales in Trail County and Steel County.
We're here at the International Crop Expo, and a big display here for Butler, just like always.
Yep.
Lots of customers coming through. Good conversations this year for you?
Yeah, it's been a really good show. We've a lot of new stuff coming from our manufacturers, so we got a lot of new things to show this year, which is exciting for us. Kind of a change of color, and manufacturers got some new technology coming, so it's been really good.
Yeah, I did notice a little change in color.
Yep.
What do you got going on?
Couple of different companies we deal with, Kloss and AGCO, both are standardizing their brand across the world. So in Europe, where Fendt and Kloss are market leaders, that the colors are green, and that's they're bringing that to the U.S. So all of our wheel tractors are going to be Fendt. Lot quality advantages. Fendt is a market leader in quality. They come with 3-year warranties, standard, all your maintenance is covered and everything. So it brings a lot to the table that we are able to have that machine available for the U.S. market.
And those are new machines, but Butler also can take care of maybe some of those used needs on the farm and ranch too.
Yeah, plenty of that. We always looking new ideas. We've been doing actually some used leases we've been doing on some tractors. combines are always a hot topic with used equipment, so we do some used warranties. We're always trying to think outside the box at Butler to move equipment to make it work for the producer and be cost effective.
So. All right. Well, thank you for your time here at the International Crop Expo Night. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Appreciate you talking to us.
You bet.
My name is Ben Nesseth. I'm with Syngenta, Syngenta Crop Protection, and I'm a retail sales representative.
We're visiting here at the International Crop Expo, final day. Good show for you guys. What kind of conversations have you been having?
Yeah, actually, a great show, in fact. Really pleasantly surprised with the attendance here yesterday especially, but today as well. And, you know, all things considered, when we take a look at Harvest 2019, which isn't really complete, and we're already in 2020, some great conversations. Folks are planning ahead. They're taking a look at the options for new products. We've been talking a lot about head scab and our Miravis Ace product, and really had some great opportunities there to shed some light on some, you know, from use rates to timings to opportunities to push yield, increase yield, and really bring dollars back to the farm.
Looking ahead to 2020, we're hoping for a gentle spring and letting guys get things done from last year and get things rolling for 2020.
Definitely are, and looking forward even to the next couple of days. We've got a couple of 30-degree days in the near future, and the sun shining. We think the snow is going to melt at a nice even pace, and absolutely plan for next year. Get ready for next year. Plan for the best, and we think it'll be here. It will be here sooner than you know.
Yeah. You have a lot of well-established products. Anything new that you're rolling out for 2020?
Yeah, for 2020, we're really focusing on our Miravis brand family, and Miravis Ace for head scab and cereals, our Miravis Neo product for corn, soybeans, and even edible beans, and Miravis Prime and potatoes for early blight. So a new product as of last year, but our newest fungicide, and really looking at some great opportunities there on multiple crops.
Okay, if a grower wasn't able to stop in the show to visit about these products, who should they talk to? Where can they go online?
Yeah, we can go to the Syngenta website. We can check everything out there, but have them check with their ag retailer. Syngenta definitely wants to work with the local ag retailers in every location, and to and through the retailer will always be our message.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time here at the International Crop Expo. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Morgan Hansen. I work with Mycogen Seeds as a agronomist in North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota.
Okay, we're here at the International Crop Expo. A good show, lots of questions about early season corn, early maturing corn. What kind of conversations have you been having?
Just a lot of guys, you know, with the season that they had this last year, and wanting to, you know, they're worried about pushing their maturity, so they're going to want to go to earlier maturities. Mm-hmm. So, you know, product placement in some, you know, newer areas and planting populations, but sure. Just, you know, kind of getting the corn off and just kind of taking it day by day about planning and how we're going to go about the spring.
Sharing conversations about new products for the upcoming season too?
Yes. So actually this last year we brought forward a lot of new products. It probably wasn't the best year to bring forward a lot of products, and you know, we had them in plots, but just yield data is pretty sparse, spare this year. But we do have some newer products that we're bringing forward even this year. So we'll have a lot of new products in our lineup, and so we're excited about that and to see them out in there. And I do a lot with the, you know, we have a lot of plots that go out. Yeah. And so looking at the plots, you know, all across the states, you know, if it's an eastern or a western play, you know, how far do you move it north, south, planting populations, you know, we have them in a lot of different populations, see how, you know, each product responds. So we really work hard on the product placement and where to place it.
And if a grower wasn't able to visit here at the International Crop Expo, always talk to their local agronomist to find some answers?
Yes. Local retailer that sells Mycogen. We have a couple of sales reps in the state, myself, or you can go on mycogen.com.
Okay. Thanks for your time here at ICE.
Thank you.
Chad Hoff, General Manager, Northwest Tire.
We're here at the International Crop Expo wrapping up on day two, and it's been a good crowd this year. Have you been having a lot of folks come through the booth and visiting about your products?
We sure have. It's been a great couple days for us here. I know one thing for sure, a lot of interest with our new tire products we have coming out in these next past years here. So knowing that what's coming up and how wet we are going to be this spring, I mean, that's people are really getting concerned about that wetness. So we have awesome products for those coming in.
Okay, yeah, we had a tough fall last year. Maybe the spring we got coming at us. You've got some options where you can help guys out.
I have great options. We have this new product out there. It's called LSW Trent Technology from Titan Goodyear. These things work on tractors, combines. It replaces tracks. It's good flotation. That's what we try to lean towards. Last year we sold out come fall with how wet we were. So we really beefed up this year, hoping for a good spring. We also wanted to melt slow for the farmers because we want them on our side too. So, but if they need it, we got it.
Okay, and if a grower that was not able to be here and visit with you, is there somewhere they can go online or somebody they can talk with in person?
100%. You can go on nwtiger.com and look at our products online. If you want more insight, more intel on that, give me a shout at the shop. It's 701-780-8473. Call and ask for Chad. I'll help you out any way we can.
Okay, thanks for your time here at International Crop Expo, Chad. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Okay, Ken Dibert, technical service rep with BASF here in the Red River Valley.
Okay, Ken, we are here in the Red River Valley at the International Crop Expo. And on the agenda this morning, you discussed some new products from BASF, some exciting new products, and some excitement in the room about what you got going on.
Yeah, absolutely, Rusty. We're very excited to be launching a brand new potato fungicide for early blight control. Mm-hmm. And really, how I delivered the message there in the room is we're delivering a product here that's going to raise the bar in terms of early blight control, kind of the new standard for that disease, and which is obviously a very important potato disease for many of these guys. It's a unique chemistry class, so the DMIs or the group 3s to potatoes, which aren't widely used at all. And so I feel it will complement other products that have different chemistries in the marketplace within potatoes here with Provosol. So we're excited about that from a resistance management and stewardship standpoint. I think this product will have a very good fit. You look at the control that it's offering, and very excited to bring this thing into potatoes.
And that was just one of three things that you talked about today.
Yeah, one other product, Zidua SC herbicide. Mm-hmm. And so really what we're focusing on there is the pigweed family of weeds, so your red root pigweeds, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, along with nightshade control, and then grass. And a couple of unique things about Zidua. First off, it is in the group 15 class of chemistry. It is going to be positioned pre-emergence, or say, for example, applied immediately after drag-off in potatoes.
Yep.
And one unique thing about it, it has very low water solubility, and what that means, it has the potential to last longer, especially on lighter, sandier soils.
Where we generally grill potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And especially under irrigation. Whether it's an irrigated acre over in Lakes Country in Minnesota or other parts of North Dakota, or the dryland acre here in the Red River Valley, where we tend to get a little bit higher moisture amounts, I feel Zidua will have a very good fit in both of those scenarios.
Also talked about a new insecticide BASF is coming out with, and it's very friendly to pollinators, which has been a concern that we've been aware of for several years now.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of entering the insecticide game here in multiple crops, but to include potatoes here with BASF, Safina insecticide is the product we're bringing forward. And as I mentioned there in the meeting here today, it has a very, very favorable regulatory package. And what that means is it's very user-friendly. It's not a restricted-use pesticide. And EPA is very favorable to this product because of that. And one of the reasons why we were able to bring it to the marketplace quicker than usual. But aphids is our key pest here.
Yep.
So in potatoes, obviously, we also have it labeled in soybean for soybean aphid.
Okay.
And I've seen very, very strong results to date.
Okay. We're opening the gates, so to speak. You mentioned in there on these new products for 2020, going to be readily available this year, but more approvals for 2021. on, and as you told the processors or the growers in the room, always check with your processor to see what's A-OK and what's accepted and whatnot.
Yeah, and what we're referring to there, Rusty, is Provosol fungicide, and this is nothing new to the fungicide world, especially as it pertains to a fresh market crop, so to speak, like potatoes. And so MRL stands for maximum residue levels, and we're in the process of gaining those full approvals, and that should happen, what we're being told, by the 2021 season. In the meantime, we're approved for domestic use. But more importantly than that, and I remind every potato producer of this, is check with your local processor to determine what their approval levels are, because really that's the gatekeeper in getting these products fully approved and getting them on the acre and allowing these growers to capitalize on the high level of early blight control.
Yeah. Well, great presentation, great new products, it sounds like. Thanks for your time here at the International Crop Expo. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Rusty. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lots of real good information to be had at this past year's International Crop Expo at the Alaris Center. I'm Rusty Halverson.
This has been the American Ag Network Week in Review. I'm Sabrina Hill. For Rusty Halverson and myself, thanks for listening. Join us again next week.